I'm about to bring it in, you guys. Welcome back into the Super Selection Sunday Student Section Edition, whatever the heck you want to call it. We've got here on 90.7 The Capstone. I am going to be the host for this segment, Alex Biscus. Alongside me, I have every student section host we have in the studio. It's a jammed-packed house right now. We got Baker Lehman, Crawford Rogers, Brooks Carter, Seth Juniak, and Andrew Wallace all here to give our takes on snubs of the NCAA tournament. We've already alluded to one earlier in the show. That is SMU, the Southern Methodist Mustangs, not making the tournament. I'm sure one of you guys will have that as your pick. There's been some other snubs. We're going to do snubs of the tournament itself, and snubs of seeding. So we'll kick it off with Baker, because you are in a bit of a linear order here. So, Baker, give me your snub.
Well, I'm going to cross enemy lines and talk about the Michigan State Spartans. I thought that they should have been at least a 3 seed, only as high as a 2. I thought a 3 seed was the perfect number for them, obviously beating Michigan today, counting in all the injuries and all the other good wins they have throughout the year, beating Ohio State when they were at number 3, beating a Minnesota team and an Illinois team at hot times, beating an Iowa team who's been good all year in the tournament team. Yes, they lost to Michigan twice. Yes, they lost to Wisconsin once. Yes, they have a couple bad losses down the line here, but at the same time, this is a team that we know has a ton of talent, know is well coached, and we also know that they would have been much better had they had their full roster all year. This is definitely a legitimate national title contender who should not have been a 3 seed. They should have been a 4 seed. Or it should not have been a 4 seed. They should have been a 3 seed. Excuse me.
I'm going to go to bat for a team that nobody in Tuscaloosa likes, just about, except for my friend that's visiting from this school. Tennessee is the number 11 seed. They are in the play-in game against Iowa, and the winner of that game will play UMass. I think that's garbage. The Tennessee Volunteers should be in this tournament comfortably with absolutely no doubt. I think you could easily make the argument that they should be a 9 seed, put Kansas State or somebody else in that play-in game. When you look at the Vols season, yeah, they've got a couple of bad losses. Should not have lost to UTEP. That's not a good loss. A&M by 1 point on the road. That's not a great loss. Vanderbilt on the road again. I know when you look at their schedule, they're not a great team necessarily by their resume. They allow 61 points per game. That's 16th in the nation. They get 5 blocks a game. That's 47th in the nation. They're a good defensive team. They have the guy on the court most times, Jordan McRae, who has the most potential to be the best scorer on the court with almost anybody that they're playing. Jordan McRae can be a one-man scoring streak at times for the Vols. Jarnell Stokes, as was mentioned earlier, is an automatic double-double waiting to happen. 15 points, 11 boards, 18 points, whatever it comes out to for him. Tennessee should absolutely be comfortably in the tournament. They gave Florida a run for their money that Florida really barely escaped from.
My snub is going to be the seeding of the Louisville Cardinals, a team who is the defending national champions. They were ranked 5th in the AP poll and 18th in RPI, and they will somehow wind up with a 4 seed. They're the defending national champions, have Russ Smith, their best player, back this season. Had 5 losses on the season. All 5 of those losses were to teams who are currently in the NCAA tournament. So a team who I think should have been at least a 2 seed, in my opinion. At worst, a 3, and they wind up in a 4 seed, where they're going to have a very tough game if they make it out to the Sweet 16 with probably Wichita State.
My snub is I'm going to be the guy that takes that SMU one. That is a big snub. Larry Brown's done a great job, excellent job coaching this team. You know, players like Nick Moore. Really, the best thing about this team, it's really ensemble. And they don't excel at any one aspect of the game. They're average or better at every statistic, just looking at it. You know, 20th in points allowed, but they're still above average in scoring points per game. They rebound well. The talent's just spread everywhere, and really a 487 field goal percentage. You know, so SMU, and I guess just looking at the stats, you like them, but 23-9. They've got a couple good wins too. You know, they have a win over UConn, two wins over UConn actually. They beat Cincinnati, they beat Memphis. Really, this is a team that's done a great job this season, and they're ranked 25th right now too. If that's not enough to get you to the tournament, I don't know what is.
Well, I'm just going to do kind of a consensus wraparound, but I've got Green Bay, Clemson, Davidson, and Minnesota for my big ones, and I don't think any four of them genuinely deserve a bid, but I could make cases for all four of them. Green Bay defeated the University of Virginia. Clemson beat Duke, Davidson, and Coastal Carolina. Davidson beat Georgia, and they had six games versus top 25 teams. Of course, they lost all of them, so that's probably why they're not in. Minnesota, probably the best case you could make, beat Coastal Carolina, Wisconsin, Ohio State, and Iowa. So four tournament teams that Minnesota took down, but that's my wraparound for you there, Mr. Biscus.
Sounds good to me, you guys. My snub's going to be North Carolina getting a six seed. I thought they at least should have got a five or a four. They had some great wins this year against teams like Pitt, Duke, Kentucky, Louisville. I mean, they did have some bad losses against
Michigan
teams
State
like Belmont
well.
And UAB and teams like that.
Hey, don't hack on UAB. Don't hack on UAB.
Sorry, say that again?
Don't hack on UAB. I love my Blazers. Come on now.
Yeah, it still counts as a bad loss in the NCAA's idea. Yes, Brooks?
UAB was the best basketball team in the state of Alabama this year.
Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, that is true, but still. And so you guys are making a case for UNC. I think they should have been a four or a five. But, you know, that's kind of how the story goes. I mean, that's all the cases you guys made were really, really good. That wraps up our snub segment, I believe. Does anyone else have anything else to say?
UAB should have made the tournament, man.
They had to win the Conference USA to do that.
We talked about Georgia a little bit during the break. Here's an interesting note about Georgia. Georgia's the heard from the Georgia assistant coaches in Atlanta. Georgia's only the second team in SEC basketball history to win 12 conference games and not make the tournament. The other one was the Alabama Crimson Tide in 2010, Anthony Grant's second year here.
And that was also a really big snub that year. So
except then VCU got to Final Four or Finals, whatever it might have been. Yeah, Final Four, and made us all look stupid for being mad about it.
Absolutely. So we'll see if that happens this year with one of the other teams that made it. And I don't think any of us are upset about any of the bubble teams that made it in this year, though, are we?
Not particularly. I think it was pretty reasonable overall.
Yeah, this was just a really stacked year, I think, bubble teams-wise in general.
I just think it's kind of funny. It's like, we'll allow it like we're some, you know, heavenly body that just governs the seating.
So you don't know the Illuminati is actually in the office over here.
That'll wrap it up for our snub segment here on 9.7 The Capstone. Keep tuned here. We will have your NCAA championship picks from all of our hosts here. This is the student section. Selection Sunday special right here on 90.7 The Capstone.